United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura, says the fight against UN-designated terror groups is a priority to resolve the years-long crisis in the country. De Mistura once again stressed that only inclusive political process could resolve the conflict. Israel arrests and interrogates dozens of employees of the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound after a deadly exchange of fire in the mosque, which is located in the occupied Jerusalem Al-Quds. A mosque official said three of the detainees remained in custody. In a fresh wave of crackdown, Turkey dismisses more than 7,000 state officials in connection with last July's failed coup. Over 2,000 police officers, soldiers, as well as ministry officials are among the fired. The latest purge adds to the more than 150,000 people dismissed or suspended since the abortive putsch. A shooting leaves a soldier dead and another injured in Saudi Arabia's Qatif Governorate. The Saudi Interior Ministry says the soldier died when unidentified gunmen attacked a military patrol vehicle. There are no further details about the attack, which Saudi Arabia described as a terrorist crime. Saudi forces have shot and killed at least one man in the kingdom's Shia Muslim-populated eastern province. Riyadh says security forces gunned down Jafar al-Mubarak during an operation in the city of Sayhat. Saudis claim Mubarak was on a wanted list for committing a number of terrorist acts. Funerals have been held in the British capital London for victims of the deadly Grenfell Tower fire last month. London Mayor Sadiq Khan also attended the funerals. At least 80 people lost their lives after the high-rise building in West London went up in flames. Thousands of Americans take to the streets in the U.S. state of Virginia calling for stronger checks for gun owners. Protesters gathered in front of National Rifle Association in the city of Fairfax and chanted slogans against gun violence. More than 32,000 people die as a consequence of gun violence in the U.S. annually. Canadian Security Intelligence Service is sued with high-profile allegations of homophobia, racism, and Islamophobia. Five agents and analysts have filed a multi-million dollar lawsuit accusing Canada's top spy agency of being rife with discrimination, harassment, bullying, and abuse of authority. The lawsuit blames CSIS for a toxic workplace.